Hello, welcome to or welcome back to Try Not to Care. If you're new here, my name's Ashley. I upload almost every Monday, and I'm so glad that you're here with me and decided to click on today's episode. I want to start today's episode out with a little question for you. And that question is, have you ever felt anxious in a friendship, but you couldn't really put your finger on why? You know that feeling when everyone seems to have these super easy, effortless friendships? You know, you see them on social media out at a bar having fun. You see the people that you went to high school with their big friend groups. And then there's you who is either alone because you can't figure out friendships and you're going through all these friendship breakups, or you do have friends, but throughout these friendships, you're overthinking every single interaction. You're overanalyzing every conversation. You pick up immediately when someone's energy shifts. And you're just like, what is my problem? Am I too sensitive? Am I the problem? Am I hard to be friends with? Why do friendships make me feel so anxious? Why do they make me feel this way? For the longest time, I thought that there was something wrong with me. And I mean, there is a lot wrong with me, but I thought there was something wrong with me when it came to my relationships and my friendships because I just cared so much. And it wasn't even just me thinking this. People were saying it to me. People were saying that I was doing too much. I was making a problem out of nothing. I'm too dramatic. I'm too confrontational. And because of this, I convinced myself that I was reading too much into things, or that I was expecting too much from people, and that I was hard to be friends with. But over time, I've realized that sometimes anxiety isn't coming from you. It's coming from the dynamic of the friendship or the relationship itself. That doesn't mean that every friendship that makes you feel anxious is unhealthy. There's going to be moments where you or your friend is feeling insecure, or you miscommunicate, or there's just uncertainty, and that's normal. But if you constantly feel unsettled or confused or emotionally drained around certain people, it might be worth asking yourself why that is happening. So in today's episode, we're talking about the reasons why your friendships may be making you feel anxious, what those feelings might actually be trying to tell you, and how to recognize the difference between normal friendships having those ups and downs and dynamics that just might not be serving you anymore. So with all that being said, let's get into today's episode. The first reason your friendships might be making you feel anxious is they feel one-sided. I think this is one of the biggest causes of friendship anxiety because it really leaves you wondering where you stand with your friend. You might be the one who is constantly reaching out first, the one checking in on them, the one making plans with them, the one remembering their birthday, the one going all out for their birthday, the one who is celebrating all of the really big milestones in their life and really doing the heavy lifting in the friendship and carrying this emotional labor and being the only one to do it. And after a while of realizing that you're the only one doing all these things, you start to wonder, if I stop doing what I'm doing, if I stop putting in all the effort, would we be friends? If I stopped reaching out first, would they even text me? Would they even reach out to me? Because you think about it and you're like, that time that I didn't text them for like 2 weeks, we didn't talk those 2 weeks because I wasn't reaching out first. So if I stopped reaching out, would we talk? That question alone creates so much anxiety and puts so much pressure on you because you feel like it is your responsibility to keep the friendship alive. It makes you freak out a little bit because you wonder, do they even like me? Do they even want to be my friend? Or are we only friends because I'm putting so much effort into them? Sometimes these friends only seem to show up for you when they need something, when they need a favor, when they need someone to listen to them vent, or maybe they just got into an argument with their other friend or with their boyfriend, and they know that you're going to be the one that's going to validate them and be on their side and make them feel better about whatever it is going on in their life. Or sometimes it seems like these people only come around when everyone else is busy, when they've exhausted everyone else in their life, all their other friendships, and they know that you are going to be the one who's going to drop things for them and you're going to be available, so they come to you. There's nothing wrong with being there for your friends. I mean, that's a huge selling point of having friends, to be able to lean on each other and get each other through hard times. But if the friendship seems to only exist when they're in need of emotional support or validation, or they need a favor from you, that's not okay because it leaves you feeling like you're only valuable when you're useful. But when you need something or you need a friend to talk to, a friend to have your back, they're not around. That is a really painful feeling. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. We talk about mental health more openly now, but asking for help can still feel hard, and BetterHelp's latest research confirms it. BetterHelp's 2026 State of Stigma Report surveyed 2,000 Americans and revealed that 85% of Americans believe getting support is wise, yet 74% say society discourages people from doing so. I think we can all agree that it's super important to take care of your mental health, and we often recommend things like therapy to our friends and family. We push for them to get help when they're struggling, but it can be a lot harder to do that for yourself and take the steps to actually go to therapy. Getting up to actually go and see a therapist makes it even harder for a lot of people, which is why I recommend BetterHelp to anyone who's just starting out or they feel uneasy about therapy or they feel uncomfortable about therapy. BetterHelp is entirely online with over 30,000 therapists. BetterHelp also takes the pressure off of you feeling like you have to find the best therapist for your needs. They match you with a licensed therapist based off your specific needs and preferences. Typically, they do get it right the first time, but if you aren't happy with your match, you could switch at any time. Don't let stigma stand in your way of support. Start therapy with BetterHelp. Sign up and get 10% off at betterhelp.com/TNTC. That's betterhelp.com/TNTC. Another sign of one-sided friendships is when they expect a certain level of loyalty from you that they aren't willing to give in return. For example, they might expect you to not talk to any of their ex-situationships, ex-boyfriends, ex-friends, which is fair. I agree with that. I wouldn't do that to my friend, and I wouldn't want my friends talking to an ex-boyfriend of mine, even though I have no feelings for them. It's just this loyalty that you expect from your friends. So you don't. You don't talk to these people because you're like, hey, that's my friend. I'm not going to do that to them. I have no interest in doing that. But then there goes your friend hanging out with people who've hurt you and people that you've dated in the past and flirting with your ex-boyfriend and staying friends with people who have treated you so shitty. And it's like, if I were to do that to you, you would cut me off immediately. Not even that I want to do that, but it's the fact that I couldn't. It's not even an option, but you're okay doing that to me. Or another example is they might expect you to forgive them over and over and over again for their careless behavior and their carelessness with your feelings. But the second that you make one mistake, even if you don't have bad intentions, suddenly you're the worst friend ever. And they're talking negatively about you to everyone, or they're ready and willing to cut you off. Those kinds of double standards can leave you constantly walking on eggshells because you're trying to meet expectations that they don't even hold themselves to. At the end of the day, healthy friendships involve mutual effort. That's not to say that because I do something for my friend, they have to do the exact same thing for me. We're not keeping score, but there should be a balance where both people are choosing each other, you know, choosing to be friends, keeping up with one another, making time for one another, showing up for one another. If you constantly feel like you're chasing the friendship and begging someone to be part of your life and pouring all of this energy into them only to feel like they don't want to be your friend or they don't care to be your friend or they just aren't being a good friend to you, it's completely understandable that you feel anxious. That anxiety is often your mind trying to make sense of the imbalance that's been going on in your friendship, but you haven't been sure what to do about it. Friendship should make you feel valued, not feel like you're constantly trying to earn your place in their life. The second reason that your friendships might be making you feel anxious is because you never really know where you stand with the other person. There's this constant unpredictability and emotional inconsistency that keeps you guessing, if we're friends, how do they feel about me? Are they mad at me? Is there something I'm doing wrong? Is there something I could be doing better? One day, your friend is warm towards you. They're being super affectionate. They're texting you all the time. They're making plans with you. They're like, oh my God, you're my best friend ever. And then things change the next day and you don't know why. They go cold on you and they leave you on red and their energy just feels completely different and you don't know what you did. And I know there's going to be people who are like, well, you can't expect your friends to give you the same energy every day. You can't expect your friends to give you undivided attention. You're not in a relationship with them. That's not what I am saying. Friendships can still have boundaries and people have lives and different things going on. The issue is when there are two very distinct sides of a person, but they're so inconsistent that you never know which side you're going to get. And that's where anxiety is coming from. My friend doesn't have to text me every day and be by my side, but it can become confusing and anxiety inducing when you have someone hyping you up and making you feel like you're best fucking friends, then the next day to be dismissive towards you or mean towards you or become so cold that you feel like you did something wrong. When you do have someone like this in your life, naturally, your mind tries to piece together and figure out what the heck went wrong. What did you do wrong? You end up replaying your last conversation with them. You wonder if you said something wrong, if you did something wrong. You think back to every interaction that you've had with them or around other people that involved them, and you're trying to pinpoint the exact moment things changed. But sometimes there isn't a moment, and that's what's so difficult. You didn't do anything. It's just based off their emotions and what's going on with them. We talk a lot about mixed signals in romantic relationships, but very rarely in friendships. But mixed signals in friendships can be just as confusing, if not more confusing, because friendships are supposed to feel easy, or at least that's what we're made out to believe. So when something feels off in a friendship, you almost convince yourself that you're overreacting. Like, am I really going to ask my friend why they're acting different? Am I being a little dramatic right now? It just feels like overkill. And when you do decide to bring it to their attention, that feeling that you had is validated because they meet you with defensiveness and they're like, you're being crazy, you're being too emotional, you're being so dramatic, we're not in a relationship, like you shouldn't expect anything from me. So instead of getting clarity, you end up questioning your own reality and blame yourself for feeling the way that you do. And eventually you just stop asking and you adjust yourself to make the friendship work. So you try to do everything right by this person and you try even harder. You try to be the easy friend. You don't want to be seen as someone that's hard to get along with, or you don't want to be seen as the emotional friend. You try to go with the flow and you say yes to things even though you want to say no, and you don't uphold your boundaries because you're afraid of disappointing them and you're afraid of them pulling away. So you agree with things that you don't actually agree with, and you go against your values and your opinions, and you become hyper aware of how you're coming across because you're constantly trying to avoid doing the thing that you think is going to make them lose interest in being your friend. And let me tell you, that is exhausting. It is exhausting to constantly be performing and people pleasing for someone that's supposed to be your friend, for someone that's supposed to enjoy being around you. Anxiety thrives in uncertainty when you don't know what's going to happen next, when someone's affection feels conditional, like I will only be nice to you, I will only be your friend if you do X, Y, and Z, or their behavior changes so often that you never know which side of them that you're going to get. You naturally start looking for those context clues and those red flags, trying to figure out what's happening next in hopes of avoiding being rejected or being abandoned or being disliked. But healthy friendships shouldn't make you feel like you're constantly being tested or constantly trying to get it right. You shouldn't have to earn consistency. You shouldn't have to learn how someone behaves and then adjust how you react in order to feel secure. Healthy friendships create stability. Healthy friendships have a strong foundation. They thrive on vulnerability and honesty and openness. Even when disagreements happen or life gets busy, you should still feel confident about where you stand with each other, and you shouldn't feel like you're going to be punished for how you behave or how you feel. The third reason that your friendships might be making you feel anxious is you've started sacrificing yourself to keep the peace. And this is something that can happen so gradually that you don't even realize that you're doing it. Without meaning to, you become emotionally responsible for keeping the other person happy. You start walking on eggshells around them because you're so afraid of upsetting them. Before you say or do quite literally anything, you're like, how are they going to react? What are they going to think? Am I going to piss them off? Am I going to upset them? Instead of looking after yourself and taking care of what you need and taking care of your own feelings, you put their feelings and their needs before your own. In a healthy friendship, both people's feelings matter. But when you're constantly prioritizing their emotions over your own, the friendship's no longer about the two of you, and it starts to revolve around managing their feelings and taking care of them instead of simply enjoying each other's company. And believe me, I've been there. We all know this. I am a recovering people pleaser. I know what it's like to be this person. I've been the person that says, yes, I'll go out with you, even though I made plans to stay in and have a self-care night. I'll go to dinner with you, even though I'm exhausted and I don't want to spend money. I'll cancel my plans with my dad because you want to hang out instead. And I know my dad will understand and you won't. You know, doing things that I didn't want to do, but I still did because saying no felt too risky. I was so afraid of disappointing them because I thought disappointment led to anger or, even worse, the friendship ending. I would apologize for things that weren't my fault, and I know for a fact weren't my fault, but did apologize anyways because I knew that that person wasn't going to apologize to me, and I just wanted to smooth things over and I wanted us to be friends. When you act this way, when you are stuck people-pleasing in your friendships, you end up carrying emotional burdens that aren't yours to carry and were never yours to carry in the first place and aren't your responsibility. A lot of the time, your boundaries aren't respected with these people. And that's why you feel so inclined to say yes, because you've tried to set these boundaries before and they just dismiss them. Maybe you do tell them that you're busy and that you're going to have a self-care night so you don't want to go out, or that you made plans with your parents and you can't bail on them. And instead of understanding that and being like, okay, yeah, that makes sense, I'll see you next time, they guilt trip you and make you feel bad for saying no. Or let's say that you've brought up something that's been bothering you, hoping that they'll understand and they'll apologize and you work through it together. But instead, somehow, the conversation gets turned around on you until you're the one feeling selfish or feeling guilty and feeling like you need to apologize. After enough of these experiences where you feel like you can't uphold your boundaries because they just get knocked down and you can't express how you feel because they just turn it around on you, it's understandable that you don't feel comfortable enough to speak up, so you stop speaking up. And not because these things don't matter to you anymore, that you don't have needs, but because it doesn't feel safe to you anymore. It's either I say how I feel and I give into my needs, or I have a friendship and you feel like you can't have both. So instead of being honest about how you feel, you bite your tongue, you let things happen, and you just focus all of your energy on keeping the friendship stable. You become the peacekeeper, you become the therapist, you become the person who's always trying to make sure everyone else is okay, even if that means abandoning yourself in the process. This episode is sponsored by Aria. How many of you are in a relationship where you love your partner, but you feel like you're missing the intimate component with them, or maybe you've been living with them for a while, and you kind of just feel like roommates rather than romantic partners? People underestimate how much intimacy plays a role in healthier relationships, and Aria is here to turn up the heat in your bedroom. Aria is an intimacy membership for couples. You start with a short quiz to find your erotic persona. Mine is the romantic, which is someone who thrives off building the tension and foreplay. So you and your partner will take the quiz and find out yours, and then each month, Aria sends you a new scene, which is a sexy experience designed around you and your partner, so you get a premium box of intimate products for you guys to try out. We got the teaser vibrator, the Wurttemberg pinwheel, and the soft satin blindfold. We have a whole date night planned out for this upcoming weekend where we're gonna end the night with our box, and I'm just so excited and also so grateful to have someone doing the planning and suggesting new things to try out with my fiance. Right now, Aria is offering our listeners $10 off your first month. Get aria.com/TNTC. This offer is only for our podcast listeners, so use my link to get this discount. Get Aria with a Y. Get ARYA.com/TNTC for $10 off your first month. That's getaria.com/TNTC. Healthy friendships require honesty, and they do have room for that honesty, and they do have room for boundaries. You don't have to let go of these things that you need and that are important to you in order to maintain the friendship. It's not one or the other. You shouldn't have to lose yourself just to keep someone else in your life. The right people won't make you feel like you're the worst person ever for being true to yourself. They're not going to judge how much you mean to them based on how much you're willing to sacrifice for them. They're going to want you to be honest. They're going to want you to communicate how you really feel. And they're going to respect your boundaries. And they'll understand that taking care of yourself doesn't mean that you care about them any less. And then the fourth reason your friendships might be making you feel anxious is you don't feel accepted for who you truly are. This one can be really subtle because it doesn't always look like someone openly criticizing you or making fun of you. Sometimes it's just this feeling that certain parts of you aren't welcomed around them. Maybe you censor your personality, you hold back your sense of humor because you're worried that they're going to think you're too much. They've made comments to you before about how loud you are, how obnoxious your laugh is, how cringe you are when you take videos and photos in public. Maybe you avoid talking about certain interests because you know they'll make fun of you. It can be as simple as your favorite artist, you liking Taylor Swift. Anytime you bring her up or you're listening to her music or you repost something about her on social media, your friend has something negative to say and they're sliding up in your DMs and they're like, oh my God, I hate her. Why would you listen to her? Oh my God, you look like someone who would listen to Taylor Swift. And it just hurts because why does this thing that I like bother you so much to the point that you're dissing me? Why do you feel the need to make fun of something that obviously I care about? And then there's also times where you feel like you have to downplay your accomplishments because you don't want your friend to become competitive or make you feel guilty about being excited about something. Like, let's say that you just got a job promotion and you want to celebrate. You want to go out and have drinks with your girls and have a good night and just be excited about this new era of your life. But you can't do that because that friend isn't happy for you, whether that's because they're jealous or they think they're better than you or they think that you don't deserve it. Some of you might be listening to this right now and be like, well, if your friends treat you this way, why would you want to be friends with them? Why wouldn't you cut them off if they're disrespecting you this way? Sometimes rejection makes us want that person more. And I know it makes no sense, especially when you have a really strong sense of self. Listening to this, you're like, what the heck? Like, people actually think like this. But when someone like a friend rejects us, it's a blow to our ego. And if you tie your self-worth to validation from others, their rejection makes you want to win them over and prove yourself to them. So you try to become a version of yourself that you think they'll like more. So you edit yourself. You start to think really carefully about how you speak and you filter your thoughts. You hide your personality and you just become so focused on being accepted that you slowly lose sight of who you actually are. Those little digs that your friends make at you or those moments where you feel uncomfortable, like you're being judged by them, might seem like a small thing in the moment. It might seem petty to care about the fact that your friend thinks it's stupid that you like Taylor Swift. But over time, those little things add up and it creates so much anxiety because you feel like you can't relax around them. You're always wondering if you're saying the right thing, if you're being too much, if you're not being enough, if you're being cringy, if you're being too emotional, if you're being fun enough, if you're being too annoying. And this friendship ends up feeling like you're constantly auditioning for a role to be their friend and to be chosen by them. And it sounds ridiculous when I put it like that, right? Because one of the greatest gifts of a healthy friendship is feeling safe enough to be yourself completely, to let your guard down and not feel like this person or these people are going to judge you. We hold so much back and we hide so much of who we actually are when we're at work, when we're around people that we don't really know that well. We're constantly making ourselves smaller and more digestible to just fit in places that we're not too familiar with or that we feel like we have to be smaller. Our close friend groups are the space for us to let loose and be really loud and embarrassing and to share our opinions without being judged. In these friendships, we're supposed to be able to have awkward moments or have disagreements and not feel like our friends are going to exile us and they're not going to change how they feel about us. That is our place that we should be able to admit when we're having a hard time or we're having a really great time and have our friends rally around us and celebrate us or just uplift us and support us. When you don't have that emotional safety in your friendships, every interaction feels like another performance in the way that you usually do when you're without your friends. You end up preparing for conversations with your friends instead of looking forward to them. And you end up leaving, hanging out with people, replaying everything you said and wondering if you acted correctly instead of just enjoying the time that you spent with them. Like when I leave my best friends, when I go home from a night out with my girls, I feel energized. I feel happy. I feel so full of gratitude because we just pour into each other. If your friendships don't feel like that, they don't make you feel like that, you really need to ask yourself why. A healthy friendship shouldn't make you feel like you have to earn their acceptance and earn acceptance by not being who you are. You shouldn't have to hide certain pieces of yourself. Like if these people don't like you when you're being yourself, why are they your friend? They should want to be friends with you and not a fake version of you that you think they're going to like. The people who are right for you won't expect you to be perfect and they won't hold your differences against you. Real friends will make you feel like you can show up exactly as you are, and that's what they want. They want you to be who you are because that's what made them want to be your friend in the first place. I hope that the biggest thing that you take from this episode is feeling anxious in a friendship doesn't automatically mean that you're overthinking or that you're overreacting or that you're overly sensitive or you're making something out of nothing. Sometimes anxiety is information. Sometimes it is your mind and your body trying to tell you that something doesn't feel right and something is off. Maybe you're giving more than you're receiving, or maybe you're constantly questioning where you stand, or maybe you're constantly sacrificing your needs to make the other person happy, or maybe you just don't feel safe enough to be yourself around that person. Those are all feelings worth paying attention to. Not every friendship has to be perfect. Every relationship, whether that's romantically or platonically, go through difficult seasons. And every connection will have moments of miscommunication or conflict or distance. And that's completely normal. I'm not telling you to go blow up your friendship because you're having a disagreement or they're not answering your text. The major difference is a healthy friendship makes room for those conversations and for conflict and for resolution. You should feel comfortable enough and safe enough to say to your friend, hey, this is what I am feeling like right now. This thing that you said or this thing that you did hurt my feelings. Can we talk about this? Without feeling like you're going to be punished or shut down or guilt tripped or made to feel like you're asking for too much. If you bring an issue to your friend and they immediately get defensive or they act like you're doing too much because you're not in a romantic relationship, so you shouldn't be acting the way that you are, that's a red flag in my opinion. Because even on a day where my friend might be upset and I don't necessarily agree with why they're upset, I'm never going to go out of my way to invalidate their feelings and make them feel crazy. I'm going to listen to them. I'm going to try to understand them. And I'm going to communicate how I feel and how I see things. And we're going to work through it because at the end of the day, that is my girl. The right people won't make you feel crazy for feeling anxious or feeling upset. They won't make you question your worth or leave you feeling like you have to shrink yourself to keep the friendship. The people who are meant for you will make you feel valued. They will respect your boundaries. They will show up for you and they will accept you for who you are. And yeah, no friendship is going to be perfect, but the right ones will bring you more peace than anxiety. I can tell you that right freaking now, girlfriend. But that is where I'm going to end today's episode. If it resonated with you, so sorry. No, but if it did resonate with you, I'd love to hear your thoughts. You can let me know on Spotify in the Spotify comment section or on my Instagram. My Instagram, my TikTok are linked in the show notes. If you have not already, make sure to give Try Not to Care a rating on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. It helps me out so much and I appreciate it so much. As always, thank you so much for listening and hanging out with me today. I am so appreciative of you and I love you so much. And I will talk to you next Monday. So until then,